Google just dropped a bombshell, announcing an entirely new category of AI-native laptops called Googlebook, powered by Android and deeply integrated with Gemini AI. This isn't just a new device. It's a statement about the future of personal computing, where AI isn't just an app, but the operating system itself. It's a bold move that could redefine our digital interactions. This is TSL Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Sunday, May 17th, 2026. Let's get into it. Our top story today comes from Latin Times and Tech Story, reporting that Google officially unveiled its new AI-native laptop platform, Googlebook, at the Android show I/O Edition 2026. This isn't just another laptop. It's a premium device built from the ground up to run an Android-based operating system with Gemini AI embedded directly at the system level. The announcement signals Google's intent to create a seamless, AI-first computing experience, moving beyond traditional operating systems. According to Latin Times, the Googlebook is designed to make AI an integral part of daily tasks, from content creation to productivity, by leveraging Gemini's capabilities across the entire system. This deep integration means users can expect more intuitive interactions, proactive assistance, and personalized experiences that adapt to their needs. The move positions Google as a direct competitor in the AI hardware space, challenging existing laptop paradigms. Tech Story further elaborates that these devices are set to arrive this fall, marking a significant expansion of Google's hardware ecosystem and its AI ambitions. The company is betting on the idea that a truly AI-native device will offer a superior user experience compared to traditional laptops with AI features bolted on. This could be a game changer for how we think about personal computing and the role of artificial intelligence within it. Shifting gears to global policy, Tech Times reports that former President Trump and President Xi Jinping are signaling potential talks on AI safety protocols. This development comes on the heels of significant concerns raised by Anthropic's unreleased Mythos model, which served as an immediate catalyst for bringing AI safety to the forefront of international discussions. The potential for high-level dialogue between these two global powers underscores the growing urgency around managing advanced AI capabilities. According to Tech Times, Anthropic published a technical assessment of its Mythos preview model in early April 2026, explicitly stating its decision not to release it publicly due to identified risks. This unprecedented move by a leading AI lab highlighted the potential dangers of frontier AI models, prompting a reevaluation of current safety measures and international cooperation. The report suggests that the findings from Mythos were compelling enough to push AI safety onto the summit agenda, transcending political differences. The prospect of a joint AI safety protocol between the US and China could be a landmark achievement, setting precedents for responsible AI development and deployment on a global scale. Such an agreement would aim to mitigate risks associated with powerful AI systems, ensuring that their development proceeds with caution and shared understanding. This marks a critical moment for international AI governance. In developer news, Let's Data Science reports a significant upgrade to GitHub Copilot with the integration of Anthropic's Claude and OpenAI's Codex for Business and Pro subscribers. This expansion builds on earlier availability for Enterprise and Pro Plus customers, making powerful third-party coding agents accessible to a much broader user base. The move aims to further enhance the capabilities of Copilot, turning it into an even more versatile AI assistant for developers. According to GitHub's February 26, 2026 blog post, these new agents run directly inside GitHub.com, providing advanced code generation, debugging, and optimization functionalities. The addition of Claude, known for its conversational abilities and reasoning, alongside OpenAI's Codex, which specializes in code understanding and generation, significantly boosts Copilot's intelligence. This integration reflects a trend towards incorporating multiple specialized AI models to create more robust and comprehensive tools. This development means that a wider range of developers will now have access to cutting-edge AI assistants, potentially accelerating coding workflows and improving code quality. GitHub's strategy appears to be one of platforming the best available AI models to serve its vast developer community, solidifying Copilot's position as a leading AI-powered coding companion. It's a clear signal that the future of coding is increasingly collaborative with AI. Sticking with Google, MemeBurn has detailed the new Gemini Intelligence Android features that Google recently unveiled, showcasing a significant leap in agentic AI capabilities for the mobile ecosystem. These features are designed to allow Gemini to proactively fill forms, build custom widgets, and even run applications on behalf of the user, transforming how we interact with our Android devices. It's about making your phone anticipate and execute tasks more intelligently. According to MemeBurn, these agentic AI features leverage Gemini's advanced understanding to perform complex, multi-step actions across different apps and services. For example, Gemini could automatically populate travel forms based on your calendar, create a personalized weather widget for your upcoming trip, or even initiate a food delivery order based on your preferences and location. This moves beyond simple voice commands to a more autonomous and context-aware AI assistant. The introduction of Gemini intelligence features on Android underscores Google's commitment to embedding sophisticated AI directly into the user experience, making devices more proactive and less reliant on constant manual input. This represents a significant step towards a future where your smartphone acts as a truly intelligent agent, streamlining daily tasks and offering a more personalized and efficient digital life. It's a glimpse into the future of mobile AI. For a quick hit, Tech Times reports that OpenAI has launched a new $4 billion enterprise AI deployment venture, recruiting consulting giants McKinsey and Capgemini as co-funders. This initiative aims to embed OpenAI engineers directly within client organizations to facilitate large-scale AI adoption, though a recent Canadian privacy ruling highlights potential data privacy concerns. It's a massive push to get AI into the heart of businesses. Before I let you go, keep an eye on China's AI landscape, where Tech Times reports the state AI fund is backing DeepSeek and an up to $4 billion funding round. This move aims to challenge NVIDIA-dependent rivals, with DeepSeek's V4 Pro model already showing strong coding figures, according to independent tracking by Morph. It signals a strategic push for domestic AI leadership and efficiency. That is TSL Bite-Sized for Sunday, May 17, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow for more AI news and insights. Stay sharp.